these words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Transfiction, Book 2, Chapter 6. Our Lady wants us to follow her in the way of the cross every day of our lives.
My daughter, thou daily understandest and declarest more fully in this history that my Son and I with him in our ardent love embrace the way of the cross and suffering for the whole course of our natural life. Thou receivest this knowledge more fully and hearest this doctrine repeated so often that thou must strive to follow it closely in thy daily life. This duty grows upon thee from the day in which my Son has chosen thee as bride, and will oblige thee more and more, so that thou canst not evade the duty of embracing and loving hardships to such an extent that thy greatest pain shall be to be without them. Renew every day this desire in thy heart, for I wish thee to be very proficient in this science, which the world abhors so much. But remember, at the same time, that God does not afflict creatures merely for the sake of afflicting them, but in order to make them more capable and worthy of receiving the blessings and treasures prepared for them beyond all human conception. For the confirmation of this truth, and as a pledge of his promises, he permitted the transfiguration of himself on Mount Tabor, in my presence, and that of some of the disciples. In the prayer which he then made to the Eternal Father, and which I alone knew of and understood, he humbled himself before his Father, confessing him, as he always did in his prayers, as the true God, infinite in his perfections and attributes, and besought him to concede a share of the glory of his own body to all those who in their mortal bodies should afflict themselves and bear hardships for his love and in imitation of his own, and to grant this glory in the measure proper to each after the resurrection of their bodies in the final judgment. Since the Eternal Father granted this request, there is a certain contract between God and man. The glory which was given to the body of Christ the Savior was a pledge of that which Christ was to secure for all his followers. Great, therefore, is the value of the momentary hardships endured in the privation of earthly delights and in mortifications and sufferings for the sake of Christ. On account of the merits of this prayer of Christ, this glory which brings to him is due to the creature's injustice, since men are the members of Christ's mystical body. Yet this union with Christ, by which man merits such reward, must be brought about by grace and by imitation of the same suffering which merited it for the Redeemer. If all bodily suffering merits its crown, a much greater crown is merited by the patient endurance and pardoning of injuries, and by returning good for them, as we acted in regard to Judas. For the Lord did not only take away from Judas his apostolate, or show himself in any way irritated against him, but he patiently bore with him to the very end, when Judas had already made himself altogether unfit for any graces by giving himself up to the devil. During our mortal life, the Lord is very slow in visiting his vengeance upon us, but he will make up for his slowness in the severity of his punishments after death. If then God suffers and bears with us so much, how much must one poor worm of the earth bear with another, since both are of the same nature and condition? By the light of this truth, and by the charity of the Lord and spouse, thou must regulate the amount of thy patience and long-suffering with others, and the zeal for their salvation. I do not say that thou must therefore permit what is against the honor of God, for that would not be a true zeal for the good of thy neighbor, but thou must love them as creatures of the Lord and abhor sin. Thou must suffer and ignore whatever is done against thee, always seeking, as far as in thee lies, the salvation of others. Do not lose heart when thou seest no immediate fruit, but continue to present to the Eternal Father the merits of my most holy Son, my intercession, and that of the saints and angels. For as God is charity, and as they are the ministers of the Most High, they will gladly make use of this same charity for the benefit of those who are still on their pilgrimage.